Welcome to The Business Strategist, the show that gives business owners and entrepreneurs game-changing business strategies that can be used in scaling and transforming a business. Sharing deep dive conversations with industry experts, thought leaders and clients facing real challenges and uphill struggles. Brought to you by business strategist, former elite athlete, international speaker and best-selling author, Adam Strong.
Wondered why some businesses manage to skyrocket, why others struggle to make that leap? Well, today we're going to be going into the secrets and delving in deeper about how to effectively scale your business, right? The distinctions between growing and scaling your business. So that's what we're going to be making today. Think of it as climbing the ladder or taking the elevator, which is much faster, right? So we're going to be delving in to the understanding of the difference, which can be the golden ticket, actually, to help you discover how scaling could be the game changer in your business and what you might be looking for. So it's not just about growth, it's about smart growth. So that is what today's episode is all about, ladies and gents. If you're listening to me live, use the hashtag live, use the hashtag replay. If you listen to this on the podcast, feel free to check out all the show description notes below, as you can see here. And if you have any contributions, feel free to add in comments in the comment section below, of course. So let's talk a little bit about growing businesses and scaling businesses. Now, there seems to be, interestingly enough, over the last few weeks, there's been some real confusion as to, through some of the calls that we've been having, there is this, I suppose people have different definitions of what growing and scaling businesses are. And I'm going to share with you some case studies, but I'm also going to share with you some scenarios as well of how to distinguish between someone that wants to grow a business and someone wants to scale a business. Now, this is more specifically for professional services industries, purely because they seem to be making what we call the same mistakes. Let's get some real distinctions between the two, guys. So what is a growing business? Let's talk about a growing business. Now, the whole point of growing a business is to increase revenue. That's the whole point of increasing your business, right? Now, you might be a consultancy, for example, right? And you want to get more clients. Guess what? You are a growing business. Your focus is to grow business. So the challenge with growing a business is that it takes up a lot of resources. Now, what do I mean by resources? What I mean by resources is that it could be your time as a resource. It could be money or capital as a resource, okay? And the thing is with growing a business is that you can't do it over a long period of time because you're just going to burn out, right? You see entrepreneurs or CEOs or founders that are burnt out because they've been trying to grow their business over long periods of time. It's simply not possible because you need to have resources in order to be able to do that, right? So growing businesses, taking on new clients, new customers, an example, recruiting new people in your business, or investing in technology of some sort, right? So generally, it requires you to invest in marketing and sales, okay? Now, most businesses that are turning over seven figures generally, they're normally in what we call the growth stage. Because a lot of the questions I often get asked is, so Adam, when is it right for me to scale my business? Well, it all depends because not all businesses are the same, right? So there's not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's all about timing, okay? That's absolutely crucial, is timing. Now, let's distinguish between the difference between growth and scale, okay? Now, if you think about scaling a business, if you want to scale a business, I want you to think of it that you may be at capacity, all right? And there are a couple of key questions. There are actually three questions that I want you guys to ask yourself when it comes to understanding of, you know, when are you ready to scale a business, okay? This is really important, really, really important, okay? Because otherwise, you kind of go down the avenue or the lane of, okay, I'm going to start making mistakes in scaling businesses, okay? So the first question you want to ask yourself is, what is the number of clients that you can take on per year? Now, you might be a consultancy, you might be an agency, you might be a firm of some sort, What is the magic number of clients that you can take on per year? What is it? All right. It might be 20. It might be 30. It might be 50. It might be 100. It just entirely depends on your industry. Generally, for my clients that I work with, generally a good number for them is anything between 24 and 30 clients per year. Again, depend on the size, depend on, you know, their aspirations or whatever it is. But generally, if we start from the very beginning, 24 to 30 clients per year is generally, they're happy with that, right? So that could be a magic number, but whatever is your magic number, okay? So that's question number one. Question number two, how much time do you need to dedicate to that client to get the results that they need or to get the results for the client, all right? So as an example, if you're an accountancy and you are doing, I don't know, say you are doing year-end tax accountants for companies, limited companies as an example. If you're an accountant, you'll know roughly how long it takes to prepare accounts, to do all the numbers, to make sure that they're all compliant, complacent, etc. It may be that that sense of work takes, say it takes a whole 1.5 days. Now, each business is going to be different, of course. Each accountancy is different. You may be in an accountancy practice that only focuses on the technology industry, for example. So again, depending on how much time do you need for each client? And give me an average, right? What's the average time it takes to service a client? And then the third question you have to ask yourself is, what is the cost per acquisition? So what is the cost to your business to acquire that client? Okay, really important to understand, because if you understand the cost, you'll also understand if it's worthwhile being in business in the first place. Now, you can grow a company, but your company might not necessarily make much profit. Okay, that's where you got to think about when it comes to scaling. So, very, very, very important. Okay, scaling is about being long term. Growth is short term. So, scaling is, I want you to think long term, longevity. Really, really important. Okay, so we've now distinguished between the growth and we've distinguished between the scale. Now, when we want to scale a business, I want you to think about this. So say, for example, your capacity is between 24 and 30 clients. If you want to scale a business, how can you increase that capacity? So say you went from, say, 24 to 30 clients to 60 clients, all right, 50 to 60 clients, but you don't have any space. Like there's no way of actually taking on those clients without scaling it. You have to increase its capacity. So think of it as a computer, right? If you've got a certain amount of RAM on your computer, for example, okay, and you've used it all up, how do you increase the RAM of that computer without it slowing down and without it crashing and without it having operational problems? Think of it as like that, all right? So that's what I really want you to think of. Now, to scale a business, you're able to increase the revenue without really substantially increasing your resources. Now, an example of this would be, you know, you want to provide, I don't know, say you were working with a client on a regular basis. Now, rather than you sending out invoices and waiting for the payment, waiting 30 days, etc., why don't you streamline your payments and set up an automated payment solution that helps bring in cash flow quicker, but it also reduces administration? That's an example of scaling a business. So you're automating certain parts of the business that not necessarily would not necessarily increases the resources needed, or it just makes it a little bit more easier to manage and run. So I want you to kind of think of it like that. Now, a really good example, we work with various clients, a family lawyer consultancy. So they're a family lawyer, and they had a capacity. So she was the sole operator of that company. Okay. Now, she was extremely busy. She was managing too many things. She had an assistant on the side that kind of helped as well. But she was also in an industry that she'd been doing for so long, and she wanted to adapt and move into an industry that she was more passionate about. All right. So again, I'm not going to mention names, But what we helped her to do is we helped her to grow her company. So we helped her to bring on more staff. So we advised them to increase the amount of staff. So they increased the amount of revenue. Okay. But as part of the scaling method, they then expanded their portfolio of product that they could offer. So not only did they do family law, they now do sports law and motorsport law. Okay. So they've expanded their ecosystem or their product offering. So that's an example of growing a business as well as scaling a business at the same time. So exponentially, you can see that massive curve goes up quite quickly. All right. And that's just one example. Another example is we worked with an IP consultancy. And one of the things that we found when it came to their day-to-day operations, that they were spending a large amount of time contacting clients, so or contacting old clients or new clients or whatever it is. So what we did is we advised them to create a series of automations that would effectively, rather than kind of sending out individual emails to, you know, potential clients or current clients or whatever it is to actually have them part of a CRM system where I can send out 1,000 emails at the same time, okay? Not just one, but it brings the amount of resources and time that's needed. So automating certain systems, even marketing and sales funnels, really helps to scale a business up because it increases the operational efficiency of a business too. And another thing as well to really think of as well when it comes to scaling a business as well is firstly, you've got to identify what part of the business do you want to scale. So for example, is it your product offering? Is it payment solutions? Is it administration? What part of the business in terms of identity do you feel is ready for scale? Okay. So that's the first thing. Secondly, is to then invest in that particular area. When we look at, for example, product offering. So you may offer a product, all right? But rather than having that product, could you expand that product into three different segments? As an example, could you turn what you currently offer? So if you have an accountancy practice, I use accountancy as an example. But rather than charging large lump sums to clients on an annual basis and it takes the client ages to pay, would it be easier to set up a subscription model for that client to manage cash flow much easier? Would it be easier for the client and would it be easier for you? Because then you could automate those systems. You'd have regular cash flow coming in all the time, but it would also help save administration because then you're not chasing the client for payment, right? So that's, again, investing and identifying an area, but also putting in a framework. So, you know, what systems, what processes could you put in place that help streamline this process? So another example, if we're looking at marketing and sales, for example, you've created, say, a free product on your website. You could be, I don't know, you could be in the areas of consultancy, for example. In fact, we've just been working with a business in corporate or trying to get into the corporate industry. And one of the things that we did for her is we helped to create a strategy on LinkedIn. Now, at the moment, because she has limited resources, she's having to invest in a lot of her time. But eventually what's going to happen is that she starts to build up her client base. She'll then be at maximum capacity. She won't be able to take on any more clients. So then she's got to then think to herself, how am I then going to scale? How can I take it to the next level? What does the next level look like to you guys? This is a really important part because scaling is all about the long term. So the way that we scale a business or the way that you aspire your business to be down the line, whatever that looks like, it may be very different from the way that I want to scale my business or very different from what I want to achieve in terms of my vision, mission, and purpose and legacy. So I really kind of want you to think of it from that perspective. So again, food for thought here. So, and the reason I wanted to do this is purely because again, there is this demystification of, I see so many businesses time and time and time again where they are stuck at a level and they can't get to the next level. I've got another client actually who's been doing his business for the best part of over 5 years in tax consultancy. They're at capacity. They can't take any more clients on. They have the aspirations to exit one day. However, they are not scaling. Okay, they're not scaling. They're stuck. All right, and it might be because of fear. It might generally be because of complacency or the ideology of, oh, it's going to sort it out eventually. You know, things will just fall into place and it will magically happen. No, ladies and gents, it's not going to happen unless you change. Mindset plays a very important role when it comes to growing and scaling a business, right? My good friend Nick Bradley actually posts some excellent content on LinkedIn. And we're having this debate around the difference between a six-figure business owner and an eight-figure business owner. Mindset plays a very important, crucial role because effectively the way that you think and behave is very different from the way you think and behave as an eight-figure CEO. Very, very different. So, sorry, I'm digressing here a little bit. But anyway, you kind of get the idea here, yeah? So let's just summarize and let's just summarize what we've been talking about today. So the purpose of today is to distinguish between growing and scaling a business. The difference in growing a business is that you are focused on creating revenue, okay? Right? So whether it be for new clients, new customers, whatever it is, what are you doing to increase revenue? What are you doing to take on more people? What are you doing to invest in more technology? And they require time and resources. So you invest in marketing and sales more specifically in order to hit your capacity. Now, the difference between that and scaling a business is that when you scale a business, you increase revenues, but you are focused on increasing revenue, but increasing profit at the same time. So for example, if you're in a product-based business, okay, can you source suppliers that provide what you need for your product at a lower price? That's an idea of scaling a business because effectively you're evaluating your suppliers. You're evaluating who's supplying all the equipment that you need in order for your product to be of the same quality, but can still increase profitability at the same time. That's an example of scaling a business. So things to consider: identify the area in your business that you feel needs scaling or is at capacity. Okay? Invest in that area and then to put a framework in place that helps to take some of that heavy lifting part of it, whether it be a framework, whether it be a process, whether it be a system, whatever it might be that helps take some of that heavy lifting from you so that you can then go off and focus on the things that you want to focus on in the business. So I hope this has been useful for you guys. I'm actually going to be doing a lot more videos around some of the most common mistakes when it comes to scaling a business. I'm going to be sharing some videos about how you can, the breakdown of the different ways in which you can scale a business, and also be talking a little bit more about timing, because timing is crucial when it comes to scaling a business, right? There is no magic pill. There is no, oh, you should do it at this point in time. It all depends. And I know it's probably not the answer you're looking for, but again, seeking people out that have scaled businesses before really helps, because it helps you to understand what part of the business cycle you are in. And we talked about business cycles on last week's podcast with Scott Ritzheimer, and that was fascinating. If you haven't already done so, go and check that podcast out. It's over on Apple or on Spotify. Remember, check out The Business Strategist. Anyway, enough from me. Hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and we'll see you soon. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to The Business Strategist with Adam Strong. Follow Adam on LinkedIn, YouTube, and adamstrong.net. Leave a review on Apple or Spotify.